Hello and welcome, dear friends, to today's podcast. With me, I have Xenia and Linda, and we have come together to talk about a very important topic, helping others and the effect it has on our health. Especially during difficult times like these, with Corona changing as well as negatively impacting our day-to-day lives, many find themselves overwhelmed and often incapable of handling this new situation.
We are all going through a hard time right now. We all require help at some point, and helping is significant to yourself and others. But what does helping even mean?
I think helping means making it easier for someone else by offering one service or resources. It can also include giving time, care, thought, or attention. But how can we help right now?
I believe the first step is to remind ourselves that everyone is going through a hard time. We are all struggling, be it emotionally due to the lack of social interaction or financially, as many people even lost their job during this pandemic. Some people might require some extra help, so reaching out to someone to see if they might need a hand is always a good idea.
Should we even do more? Wouldn't it be better if we only focused on ourselves during these difficult times?
Considering the current situation, by doing less and adhering to the set rules such as social distancing, we can prevent the further spread of the virus by not raising the number of infections, which then, in turn, helps the health facilities such as hospitals. Another thing you can do right now, if you have the resources, is to donate money to help with research or to help out organizations like the Deutsche Rote Kreuz, or even volunteer and work at grocery stores that are in need of workers.
Talking about the topic of donating, when it comes to helping others, one of the easiest ways to do so would be with money.
But it doesn't need to be money. It could also be things you don't need anymore or have too much of, or even leftover food. There are always people out there that would appreciate your kindness.
For example, churches, homeless shelters, or the cafe.
Or clothes containers.
However, among all forms of aid, money will remain the most important one, as it can reach the furthest. Be it Africa, Brazil, or any other country, there are so many issues scattered all around the world, but nowhere near enough resources to help solve them all. So if you have a topic you are passionate about, say, the environment, animals, human rights, trade, you name it, there will most definitely be an organization you can donate to, and with your help, they will be one step closer to making this world a better place.
But what if we don't have much money?
Any cent in euro counts. It's not important how much you donate. I myself donate only 5 euros a month to Kindernothilfe. May not be much, but I can sleep peacefully at night knowing that maybe this money will one day put a happy smile on a child's face. Also, do not forget to take a look at smaller and more local organizations. Likewise, there are YouTubers and streamers and other well-known personalities from the entertainment industry that launch charity streams or sales, and donate the entire revenue made to organizations to help those in need.
The latter is rather high for teens and young adults, wouldn't you agree? What I have also seen lately is that a lot of young people go grocery shopping for their elderly neighbors or people who fall into the high-risk category and cannot go outside right now. You too could volunteer your help and thus lower the risk for them to get infected.
Right, I've heard about that too. When we talk or think about helping, we always assume our actions have to be big to be effective and meaningful. But what you just pointed out is that small acts of kindness also carry a lot of meaning and are just as important.
Small actions like holding the door open for someone who is carrying a big package or giving someone a compliment about their appearance will only take a few seconds out of your day, but it can still put a smile on people's faces.
I think we can all appreciate a compliment, and it's easy to pick up the habit of doing so. Another easy way of helping and be involved is to beautify your community. By doing so, you improve your local pride and also promote sustainability. Soon the weather will pick up again, and I'm sure most of us have to be more active as a New Year's resolution. So cleaning up is another example.
Yes, that's true. There are so many different ways you can be active.
Did you know that studies found out that volunteering has many positive and surprising effects on your overall health, such as lowering your blood pressure and help with chronic pain? Can help you to live longer, but also been linked to better academic performances and promotes pro-social attitudes in teenagers.
Really? What's the connection between that?
Well, adolescent years are a time where health routines become established and social identities and lifestyles are formed. Volunteering provides teens with the opportunity to exercise positive choices, develop new skills, and be included in their community. A few studies have suggested that involvement in volunteering and other pro-social behaviors during adolescence can lead to numerous behavioral and psychosocial benefits. such as better academic performances, better results in school competitions, and greater life satisfaction. That is because skills such as communication are being developed and trained. What I find intriguing is that teenagers that were interviewed after volunteering said that they learned something about themselves and felt challenged. They also added that it helped with their self-esteem and felt useful. They felt a sense of belonging.
Self-esteem, you say. Depression, too, in the majority of cases, has to do with self-esteem, or rather the lack thereof. People who suffer from this mental disorder often tend to lose sight of their own strength and only look at their limitations and believe that others don't like them. But the worst is, they dislike themselves. So, how can one get out from this all-time low? There have been two approaches. In the first one, people have focused on self-image goals, which meant obtaining status and/or approval, getting others to notice their positive qualities, and avoiding showing their weaknesses. The other one focused on compassion goals instead, like making a positive difference in someone else's life by helping them. Can you guys guess which one of the two worked out in the end?
Maybe the compassionate goals?
I would have guessed self-image goals.
Well, the results were that the self-image goals only showed a short-lived betterment before relapsing and turning even worse, straining relationships between people, while helping others made everyone feel better, the people suffering from depression included. This also showed great improvement in their relationships.
How exactly does this work?
One would be a so-called helper's high, a euphoric feeling that people may experience when helping others, followed by a longer period of calm, which is the result of the release of endorphins, the same ones our body releases when we get rewarded or have sexual intercourse, and is followed by a longer lasting period of improved emotional well-being and sense of self-worth, feelings that in turn reduce stress and improve the health of the helper. Another one is that by helping others, not only do we shift our focus away from our own problems, we also undermine the thinking patterns that support depression and anxiety. Helping others increases the appreciation for the positives in life and alters our perspective of our own circumstances, improves our sense of self-worth, increases our sense of accomplishment, and empowers us to see ourselves as valuable members of society. The sense of pride this generates increases mood and cognitive functioning, empowering us to challenge and change any self-defeating thoughts and behaviors. The final one would be, as hinted at by you two previously, that by helping others, we form social connections with people. And by forming those connections, we get a feeling of belonging and relatedness. But not only that, we also strengthen our already existing bonds with friends and family. Also, by helping others, we may influence them to do the same and create a virtuous circle. This being said, bonds are really important.
Well, we humans are social animals after all, and depression oftentimes is a byproduct of being isolated or lonely, which during the times of corona and social distancing can be especially dangerous.
What we can take from this is that helping and volunteering are essential. By being selfless instead of selfish, we help others, but we also help ourselves. It has many benefits, but we need to get started. So please, donate if you can. Donate money, clothes, leftovers, or things that are still intact but you no longer find it useful. Don't forget to be kind, especially during times like this. Unfortunately, dear friends, that will be it for today. Many thanks for listening to our podcast and have a nice day. Stay healthy.